Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
This is KNKX News, and this week we're focusing on stories from Tacoma through our KNKX Connect reporting project. From our new studios on Broadway in downtown Tacoma, we're just about a block away from a light rail line, and light rail is expanding here in Tacoma, just as it is throughout the Puget Sound region. Sound Transit spokesman Scott Thompson met me on one of the trains.
Well, we're in Tacoma. We just left the Tacoma Dome station. We're on our Tacoma Link line, which, interestingly for us, was actually the first light rail line we ever built in the Sound Transit region.
That's right. It started here. Before the line from the airport and beneath downtown Seattle, there was the Tacoma Link. It opened back in 2003. It's about a mile and a half long, and in 16 years, it hasn't really changed. But it's about to.
It's about a 2.5 mile extension. We're going to relocate the Theater District station, move it a little farther up the line from where it is currently, and then six brand new stations along the extension.
The $217 million extended line travels past some key destinations in Tacoma. It shoots north through the Stadium District, then heads south on Martin Luther King Jr. Way, connecting people to two hospitals, the Hilltop neighborhood, and South 19th Street, a major east-west artery. It's set to open in 2022. An eventual extension down 19th is mostly a public idea at this point. Formal planning has not begun on the project, which was part of the voter-approved Sound Transit 3 tax package.
Well, we are at South 19th and Trafton.
Matt Driscoll is a columnist at the News Tribune who has written about light rail growth in Tacoma. We've walked just a block or so from his newsroom. This road passes Bates Technical College, the Tacoma Nature Center, Cheney Stadium, Where the Rain and the Rainiers Play, and more. And one day, the train could run right past where we're standing. Are you able to picture it? Looking right now at the road?
If I squint. Yeah, I mean, if I squint, I think it would be, again, we're next to the Bates campus here. There are businesses up and down this road. I can see a future where, we've got, denser housing and people are more able to walk and kind of use this corridor as more than just a kind of this automobile thoroughfare that it is today. And I think that'll be a good thing.
But Driscoll also sees the cons.
As transit comes in, a lot of times you see property values go up and you see, people who have lived here for a long time sometimes get pushed out. And so I know that's a big fear, and that's an understandable fear.
It's something Scott Thompson with Sound Transit thinks about as well.
There's always questions about, economic development opportunity and what that does to the existing neighborhoods and communities. I think that's going to make those areas better, provide more opportunities and more businesses and growth in the area. At the same time, that's probably going to present some challenges for those people that are in those neighborhoods and that sort of thing. So for us, we look at it as a, accessibility, mobility question. And for us, we think having this extension is a benefit for Tacoma residents.
Scott Thompson with Sound Transit there. Just how the light rail might change neighborhoods is particularly important in Tacoma's Hilltop. KNKX's Will James explored that in a separate story, which you can hear and read at knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.